صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
مصطفى 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 कोई नहीं मुस्तफा 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 वो है शम्सु दुहा वो है तुझसा कोई नहीं तुझसा कोई नहीं तुझसा कोई नहीं मुस्तफा 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 شافعي مذنبي خاتم المرسلين وہ ہے میرا نبی وہ ہے میرا نبی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفی 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 رحمت دو جہاں احمد مصطفی وہ ہے میرا نبی وہ ہے میرا نبی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں مصطفی 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 سید الانبیاء سرور اسفیاء وہ ہے میرا نبی وہ ہے میرا نبی تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں تجھ سا کوئی نہیں
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another beautiful beautiful Monday afternoon with myself Brother Suleiman Isub on the midday show every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45 today being the 24th of Rabiul Akhir 1446 corresponding to the 28th of October 2024. You know, I was standing outside now and I was just admiring how beautiful the skies are and what lovely weather we are having here in Johannesburg. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, you know, grant us goodness in this world and the akhirat. And, you know, we must stand outside. You know, sometimes we fail to acknowledge the ni'mats and the bounties and the beauties of Almighty Allah. You know, if you're in the Johannesburg area and if you just look at the sky and you see the shape of the clouds, you know, as a child, when a child is growing up, they say, you know, Daddy, see the cloud, it looks like this, it looks like that. But if you look at the cloud, you just see how Allah Ta'ala is the best of shapers and creators. You know, you just see how in amazement, the way the clouds are shaped this morning or this afternoon, subhanAllah, you know, you can't fathom how Allah Ta'ala is the best of fashioners in every sense, that, you know, we are the best of creation as well. Allah Ta'ala created us in such a form, in the most perfect form. There's no default with us. But people go to the extent of the haram extent of trying to do things against the will of Almighty Allah. But inshallah, that's a topic that we will be discussing with Mawlana Zaid, inshallah, after 12:30. But for now, let us continue with our program. Is the recipe segment. You can send in your messages on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Our first recipe comes in for comes in from Sister Fauzia Pelwan, and this is for a butter chicken pasta. It is a butter chicken pasta. So inshallah, we're going to be starting now. You're going to boil 1 packet pasta and you're going to drain it aside. You're going to boil 1 packet pasta and you're going to drain it aside. Then you're going to braise 1 finely diced onion in ghee. You're going to braise 1 finely diced onion in ghee. Then you're going to add in 600 grams of finely cubed fillets. 600 grams of finely cubed fillets. Then 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic. 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic. 1 teaspoon of green chili paste. 1 teaspoon of green chili paste. 2 teaspoons of ground chilies. 2 teaspoons of ground chilies. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. Then you're going to cook it and you're going to add in 1 tin of whole kernel corn drained. Add in 1 tin of whole kernel corn drained. Then you're going to need two grated tomatoes. You're going to need 2 grated tomatoes. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon of tomato puree. 1/2 teaspoon of 1/2 tin of tomato puree. 250 ml fresh cream. 1/2 tin of tomato puree. 250 ml of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of milk. 1/2 cup of milk. 1 tub of sour cream. 1 tub of sour cream. 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of mayo. 1/2 cup of Nando's hot peri peri sauce. 1/2 cup of Nando's hot peri peri sauce. Then you're going to simmer, and you're gonna simmer and add to the pasta. You're gonna simmer and you're gonna add to the pasta. Then you're going to toss well. Then you're going to sprinkle some parsley. And then you're going to serve it hot. And that was the recipe for the butter chicken pasta. Say jazakallah khairan to Sister Fawzia Palwan for that butter chicken pasta recipe. And another recipe comes in from Sister Fawzia is for a Nando style butter chicken. So you're going to need 1 kilo fillets cubed or slightly thin strips. 1 kilo fillet cubed or slightly thin strips. Then you're going to cook in 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic. The black pepper, the salt, the chili powder. You're going to add in a little bit of vinegar. And you're going to add in a few drops of egg yellow coloring. You're going to allow it to dry out. Then in a saucepan, you're going to melt 100 grams of butter. 100 grams of butter. Add in 2 tablespoons of Nando's wild herb peri peri sauce. Then you're going to add in 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic peri peri or any two Nando sauces. 2 tablespoons of Nando's garlic peri peri or any 2 Nando sauces. 1 packet of tomato paste or 1/2 cup of tomato puree. 250 ml of fresh cream. Then you're going to boil all these ingredients together. Thereafter, you're going to empty the chicken to an oven-proof dish. Empty the chicken onto an oven-proof dish. Then you're going to pour the sauce over. And then you're going to bake for 30 minutes. You're going to allow it to bake for 30 minutes. Do not dry out the sauce. Then you're going to garnish with the greens. And you can serve it with roti or rice. And we credit the original recipe from the book called Maida. Maida, Volume 2. So, jazakallah khairan to Sister Fawzia Palwan and to Maida of Volume 2 for this butter chicken recipe. Then, our next recipe is for zucchini and mushroom orzo salad. And this comes from Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem. Say jazakallah khairan. And we credit also fit healthy recipes. So your ingredients, you're going to need a Greek style vinaigrette. G-R-E-T-T-E. Then you're going to need a 3/4 cup of good quality olive oil. 3/4 cup of good quality olive oil. 1/4 cup of vinegar. One tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt. 1/2 teaspoon of minced organic garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of minced organic garlic. 1 teaspoon of dried parsley. 1 tablespoon of dried parsley. 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of ground pepper. Then 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1 teaspoon of dried oregano. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt. 1/2 teaspoon of minced organic garlic. 1/2 teaspoon of minced organic garlic. 1 tablespoon of dried parsley. 1/2 teaspoon of ground ground pepper. 2 teaspoons of honey. 2 teaspoons of honey. Then garlicky mushroom topping. Garlicky mushroom topping. The ingredients, a handful of each. A handful of each. Crimini. Crimini sliced white. Crimini sliced white. And you're going to put the 2 cups combined. Then 1 tablespoon of good quality olive oil. 1 tablespoon of good quality olive oil. Then you can use a black pepper to taste. You need black pepper to taste. 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of good quality olive oil. Black pepper to taste. 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. 2 teaspoons of minced garlic. 1 top finely chopped parsley if you want. 1 top finely chopped parsley if you want. Those were the ingredients. Now for the method. You're going to mix everything together. You're going to mix the 5 cups of cold but cooked orzo or pasta rice. Then 1.5 cups of finely chopped bell peppers in every color. 1.5 cups of finely chopped bell peppers in every color. One and a half cups of halved raw zucchini rounds, sliced in quarters. 1.5 cups of halved raw zucchini rounds, sliced in quarters. One tablespoon of freshly parsley. One tablespoon of fresh parsley and 2 to 3 cups of creamy feta chunks. 2 to 3 cups of creamy feta chunks or crumbles. Then for your mushroom toppings, the mushroom topping instructions. In a skillet on a medium-high heat. In a skillet on medium-high heat, warm up your olive oil. Warm up your olive oil. And add the garlic and stir often as it burns quickly. Throw the mushrooms in. Stir and season with the salt and pepper. Then you're gonna throw the mushrooms and stir and season with the salt and pepper and allow them to saute for 4 to 5 minutes. Allow it to saute for 4 to 5 minutes, then toss together and let it serve warm. And that was your recipe for zucchini and mushroom orzo salad. It's gone 29 minutes past 12 Central African time. That was our recipe segment. Inshallah, we're going to go for a break. And inshallah, when we do return, we will be discussing, or we shall be speaking like our daily nasiha that we generally have with our Mulana Zaid Khan, inshallah. But if you do have any other recipes, then you can send it through on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. 27 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is our segment where we generally have like some nasiha and we reflect on our daily lives. You know, we get so caught up in this dunya and this temporary world that we live in that we don't even concentrate and we don't even realize that the world that we have to strive for and we have to work towards is the akhirat. And, you know, life is short, man. Life is very short. We shouldn't be holding grudges towards people that did us wrong. Allah Ta'ala is the best of judges, right? And if a person that did you wrong, you make them maaf. But obviously that hurt that the person did to you, it'll never fade away. You know, there's many things that we look for in a person to find a ways that we can forgive them. But each and every time that we say, you know what, we're going to forgive, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is Malikul Mulk Zul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah Ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. You know? And who are we not to forgive anybody? But we are insan. We are human. We are going to feel that betrayal. We're going to feel that hurt. That the person that I went out of my way for this person and then they turn around and do this for me. And on the other side of the window, we have our beloved Hazrat Mawlana Zaid Khan. Damat Barakatuh. Mawlana, Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullahi Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Warahmatullahi Barakatuh.
Mawlana, I'm sure that when you were growing up also, you must have had a few incidents in your life where, you know, you the heart that you have, nah? We all have, some of us have that very expanding heart, that loving heart that, you know what, we do for people, expecting for them to have the same heart in return, but only to realize that the people only use you and use you to their benefit. Until that benefit stops, then you will see the true colors come out. And Mulana can correct me if I'm wrong. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quraysh was only using Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because of the pull that he had in Makkah. And when they found that there was no benefit to him and he was causing, I'm going to put this in inverted commas, when he was spreading Islam, right, then the Quraysh wanted to destroy him and to attack him and to exterminate him. Allah protect us, Allah forbid. But it's been happening from the time of the pagans, the pagan Meccans, that the benefit to a person, until it is depleted, until there's no use of the person, then they want to get rid of them. In today's day and age, you find the same thing, that when you see a person and you can see that, you know what, maybe I can use this person to my benefit. Already you've got it in your heart that you want to use this person for your own good and not out of the love that you have for your Muslim brother. That, you know, you do these things here because you're doing it out of love, not because you want to. You're doing it out of your benefit because you want to gain something out of it, not because you love him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this, you know, this quality or this bad trait, we'll say, it starts with the initial stages such as selfishness. I want to get something from you. I want to see how I can benefit from you in the first place. And then once that benefit is no longer there, I just shove you aside and I'm not even prepared to greet you anymore because that benefit is no longer there. This year, sadly so, we find that you'll find it on a not such a great scale, but it is beginning and it's in its infancy stages where children are doing this to their parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the Quran Sharif in Surah Yasin, that you are unable to speak, you are unable to do anything. And now all of a sudden, you've become an open debater. You've become an open rejecter. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, an open debater, and you don't want to accept. So on a greater scale, it's rejection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such bounties, and kufr is this year where you do not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a mu'min, When you will reject the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you fail to admit it, you fail to show gratitude for it, and the greatest bounty to show gratitude for is iman. Then you will see slowly, you will find yourself in this dark hole. That is the hole of depression. Because you are not able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes puts a person into such a condition where he doesn't then recognize any bounty any person does for him. So that's a condition on its own. But as this person goes on, people want to benefit the person and he accepts the benefit, but that benefit lasts for as long as that benefit is there. Because you're just looking at what? You're looking at how I'm going to utilize this, whatever it may be, money, or it may be comfort, words of comfort, or it may be some material benefit, somehow or the other. But as soon as that's gone, then now we fail to recognize what that person has done for us. So there's so many instances of this nature. You can take it through a whole spectrum and see gratitude is what we have to look towards. Gratitude to our parents. When our parents were doing for us, then we recognize them. They purchased for us. They did everything for us. Now that we on our own, and they are, you know, just at home and trying or struggling with the difficulties of old age, it's time for us to give them now. But where are we? We're too engaged in accumulating wealth, moving forward in this direction. So this quality we should, this bad quality we should stay away from. Moving in other directions, you will see this exists as well with teachers. A teacher who spends so much of his time trying to teach you something, and now you won't even be able to go to that person or embrace that person, or at least if you cannot, at least acknowledge in your heart, acknowledge amongst people. And this is it. Once we went to our teacher, Hazrat Mu'az Suleiman Choksi Damat Barakatuh, and it was a bit of a time, a distance in time since I went previously. So I said, he said, very long I didn't see you. So I said, Hamare Ghalati, hey, it's my fault. He said, no, don't. I said, and I asked for maaf. He said, no, if you see all the different vicissitudes of life and all the different responsibilities, it is difficult for you to come on a regular basis. You've got family, you've got children, he was very understanding. And that much I really appreciated. So then it drove me to ask the next question, what are the rights of the teacher? What are the rights of the teacher? So often we think the right of the teacher is to go and when you are there now to, you know, act, put up this whole act and, you know, impress. No, that's not the right of the teacher. The right of the teacher, you see him, you greet him, you ask him for du'as. The right of the teacher, which you need to fulfill, is whatever they taught you, you practice upon it and you teach others. You practice upon it, you teach others, you're fulfilling that right. Of course, it's got to be that which is legit, that which is shari compliant, all of that, of course. And it doesn't mean in every sphere, but in those, because remember, then you could raise the question that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi's two students on many occasions differed with him. So it means in those acceptable actions, which there's, you are not a faqih, you are just a person who's learning, you are a learner, I'm a learner. So in these aspects which we are learning, for example, our teacher taught us what to do when you go for a janaza. And this, I think, Haji Suleiman, inshallah, we should put it amongst our topics, inshallah. Going to the janaza house, what to do, how to give comfort, and aspects like this. Inshallah, we can include it in one of the programs.
You know, speaking of going to janazas, yesterday I went to Rustenburg because Mulana Mansurul Haq's wife, Marhuma, passed away last night, and his son is my Haji Bhai.
Okay.
So we're very close. And we went to offer condolences to the family and, you know, to give him support. And what I've realized, that apart from him, Allah Ta'ala grant his mummy the highest stage in Jannah, full of kabur nur. He made a lot of khidmat for his mother. One day I've realized that when you go to a janazah, when you're going to see the bereaved family, always speak good and try to give them encouragement. Obviously, it's a time of mourning, a time of grieving for them. But we must give them some reassurance that they are obviously in a better place. Allah took them away peacefully. They never suffer in this world. You know, it's such words like that. For you and I, we may think, you know what, am I saying the right thing? And we have to find those words which will be comforting, but also at the same time not being disrespectful or hurtful towards the family, because it is a very emotional time for them and they are very fragile. Hmm. You know, and by you saying certain things, it won't register to them at that point because of the shock they are in.
Hmm.
But later on, when they calm down, they'll be like, you know what, this person said 1, 2, 3. Did he say it like that or did he mean something else? You know, they'll start thinking because of the mind is now being a little bit warped.
Hmm.
So they'll start thinking otherwise. But yes, Maulana, that is a topic that we can speak, inshallah, for another day.
Sure.
Any parting words, Maulana?
So in the, we were speaking about, you know, as you've said, using people or taking, sometimes it's not even done intentionally.
Gee.
Sometimes it's just done through the, on ignorance or forgetfulness. But we have to readdress these issues. So you know someone has assisted you. You know someone. Never ever forget them in your du'as, at least. Sorry, I pressed the emergency button. So never ever forget them in your du'as. If you are around, if you're there, like you go, you visit, you pay, you know, give them a gift or something. And a gift, what's a gift? Give fruits. Give something that you can manage. Or something of that sort. You don't need to go to a gift store and put so many wrappers around it. Sometimes it's so simple things that people appreciate. And
also
sometimes,
another thing, Maulana Maf, don't make your stay at the janaza house like you're visiting on a regular day.
Gee. Don't stay for meals. But
don't
like,
stay for meals. But, you know, the people who are coming out of town, yes, don't go there with the intent only that you are going. That you know what, and then you know they always make a joke. They say, you know, a janaza kheer, it hits a spot differently, or janaza food, mayat food, it hits the spot differently. Don't go with that intent. Go there with the intent that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward me because I'm going to visit a bereaved family and you're going to make dua for them. Go with a clean intention, clean heart. Allah ta'ala will reward us, inshallah.
Inshallah. But we'll address this, inshallah, in stages.
Inshallah. You want to do it like a part series, Maulana?
Yeah, inshallah.
So it's that from the time that when the mayit passes away, or when the person passes away.
Gee.
You know, if we start from there, and then we'll obviously go towards the burial and the Kabristan and, you know, thereafter, inshallah.
Gee,
it'll
inshallah.
Be nice. We start it, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. I'll make dua for us.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was our beloved Maulana Zayed Khan. Damul barakatuh. A beautiful topic indeed. And I like how he brought up that we should discuss the janazas, because there's a lot of mayits that are happening. And make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the bereaved families sabrun jameel, grant the marhum and marhumeen, all the marhums, Jannat al-Firdaus, fully kabar al-Nur, and make the kabars from the gardens of Jannah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. 10 minutes to 12 to 1 is Central African time. This is where we come to the end of our show. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners who sent in your recipes. And I will catch you all tomorrow, inshallah, at the same time, at the same place. Bi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.